Did you have a group of other kids?
Well, yeah, I know you did, that you always played with in elementary school, a particular group.
Elementary school?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have a particular group while I was at school because most of the kids I hung out with in my elementary school were from the same neighborhood I was in.
All right.
And we kind of like stuck together.
Okay, then did you refer to them by anything in particular, like the gang?
Yeah, the gang, the fellows, the bunch. Well, most of the time I just say I'm going out here with the fellows.
Okay. Then, when you were a teenager, coming up in high school, did you ever play these kind of, it's not really a game, it usually led up to a fight, but maybe you and another dude would start exchanging insults?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe fancier?
Yeah, joking.
What's it called?
Joking or shooting the shit.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And you insult each other's mother?
Oh, yeah, that's a dub.
Dozens?
Yeah.
Can you give me an example of what that sounds like?
Like saying, like he would make some crack at me, and I would say, that's your mama.
All right.
And then he'd lead off, and he said, that's your daddy. He said, I said, that's your who no legs mama. And then that's your mama, they ain't got but one string of hair, and it's not it. Something like that. Or your mama blind, and one eye can't see out the hood, and stuff like that. And then eventually, well, most of the time, well, when we were younger, it used to lead up to fights, but now, just a game.
Well, do you ever start, like I've heard that some people start making rhymes, you know, poems and stuff?
Yeah, it'd be bad though. Oh, I write rhymes all the time at home.
I mean, but I'm talking about dozens of rhymes.
Oh yeah, like, most of them are dirty though.
That's all right.
Okay, like they just say.
Really, it's okay, I promise.
It's okay, you. Okay. Yeah. She said, you got one where they said, I fucked your mama on the heater. Mr. Pussy burned my peeler. And then he got on that, I fucked your mom in the lane, baby came out like Superman. Yeah, and then got, they got one, I fucked your mama blind high, lost my balance and hit her in the eye.
Wait, say it again?
I fucked your mama blind high.
Oh, lost my balance?
And hit her in the eye.
Okay.
they had quite a few. Like I said, that was a long time. Well, that wasn't when I was a teenager, though. That was long before I was a teenager and they had things like that.
Oh, really?
Right, that was when I was in elementary school. But after I got to about 6th, 7th grade, all that just died and phased out.
Okay. Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
It sounds like it'd be really fun.
Yeah. But now when you start making up some good ones now, that's usually when the fight come in.
Yeah.
The fight come mostly when you find one that can do it pretty good and you run up on one that's kind of slow on second of them, and then you shoot about two or three at it real quick, he ready to fight.
So you have to be able to do it quick in one spot, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. When a new kid moved into the neighborhood, maybe I already asked you this. Did he have to prove himself somehow? Like, did he have to prove he could fight?
Well, it all depended on him.
Okay.
Cause like saying, if he came out there with a big mouth, somebody gonna buy his wolf ticket.
Somebody's gonna do what?
Well, like saying, when you come out there with a big mouth, they say he's selling wolf tickets.
Wolf tickets?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's supposed to be a bad dude there. Somebody gonna come along and buy him.
Oh,
you
know, in other words, take him up on his bluff or something.
Yeah, and whoop on that head a little bit. Then he got to let him know what he can do. But now, most of the kids that come out there, you either gonna have a show-off or a good liar.
Or a good?
Liar.
Oh, really?
Right. That's when they moved to our neighborhood. Like, I didn't did this here, or I didn't did that there, or I'm going to do this here, or I'm going to do that. And then you get an athlete. Like, we had one dude named Donald. He came to our neighborhood. He was the big liar. And then after he got to send his wolf tickets, he turned out to be all right. Now, he figured out nobody wasn't listening to the shit he was talking. And then you had the athlete. Now he came out there, he was an instant hit because, you know, he played, he was pretty good at baseball, and then everybody wanted him on their team.
And he wasn't a show-off?
No, he wasn't a show-off, he just like was loved the sport.
Okay. Then he didn't have any particular ritual that he put somebody through, so it all depended on that, right?
Yeah, it all depended on him.
Would you...